Now that we've established how the daughter of Zion is set free, the question is, when will she loose herself of her chains? But when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off your neck. Genesis chapter 27, verse 40. Notice it did not say, when God thinks you can't take it anymore, he will take the yoke off you. Nor did it say, when God decides you have suffered enough, he will remove the yoke. In fact, God is not even mentioned in this verse, but we find the words you or your are mentioned 3 times. Paraphrased, it could read, when you've had enough, you will throw off your bondage. When you've stopped blaming everyone else, when you stop feeling sorry for yourself, when you stop searching for a person or organization to help you, when you no longer look back, when you stop blaming God, when you are finally frustrated with the limitations of your yoke, when you are tired enough to get mad, then you'll break free. The verse of scripture comes from the story of Jacob and Esau, the twin sons of Isaac. Esau was the oldest and had the right to receive a special blessing from his father. Yet Jacob usurped his brother's blessing. Unknowingly, Isaac gave Jacob all that was good and set him up as master over Esau. When Esau learned of this, he wept and pleaded with Isaac for some word of blessing. The only blessing Isaac could bestow on Esau was, but when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off your neck. Genesis chapter 27, verse 40. It is important to note that God did not take away Esau's blessing without reason. Esau forfeited it to Jacob years earlier when he had come back from a hunting trip faint with hunger. He asked Jacob for some of his stew. Saying that Esau was vulnerable, Jacob asked for the birthright in exchange. Look, I am about to die, Esau said. What good is the birthright to me? He swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. So Esau despised his birthright. Genesis chapter 25, verses 29 through 34. Another translation says Esau treated his birthright as common. He did not respect or honor the covenant relationship he had inherited as a descendant of Abraham. He esteemed it lightly and toyed with it. He sold out his spiritual heritage for temporary, natural comfort. Esau represents natural favor, strength, talent, and ability. He was the firstborn. He even had a natural covering of hair. He represents all that a man can achieve in his natural ability. He had the arm of the flesh. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 8. He appealed to his father's taste for the wild. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Genesis chapter 25, verse 28. Jacob, on the other hand, did not have the physical skill that would endear him to Isaac, but he was loved by Rebekah. He was a quiet man who hung out in the tents. He was closer to his mother, possibly because he knew his father preferred Esau. I'm sure she encouraged him and told him what God had shown her when she was pregnant. The older would serve the younger. Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. Jacob represents the weaker and less obvious. God does not promote or reward in the manner of man. Even though Jacob was weaker in strength and ability, hidden within him was the strength to become a prince of God.